we have Hola. Here?
¿Qué pasó?
Jesse.
These guys are the cool guys that will give me a lot of support and on all my shenanigans. They say, okay, let's do it, but we have to be involved as well.
Yes.
And they have the greatest news, and I decided to give them the opportunity to do it because they are the guys that kind of tell me how to step in line and whatnot. And today we have really good stuff. So I'd rather hear that from them than someone else. So,
well, Leo is mi vecino de radio. So he comes on right after my show at 1. And it's always nice to hear his mix of stuff. And he has played a lot of empanadas ilegales, Ooh. As has Jesse, as have I on our show.
Everyone and at CJSF.
We love this album. It's really good.
We love empanadas
Sancocho trifásico, three-phase sancocho. And sancocho is like a stew.
Yeah.
With a whole bunch of stuff. So you think, you know, many, many different versions across time.
A very apt name for the album, you know?
It's, very apt name. Really absolutely, because nice, it is a mix of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You get that West Coast kind of psychedelic rock. You get, obviously, classic cumbia. You get some mixes from not just Mexico, but Central America as well, too.
Everything in between.
Yeah, absolutely.
And It's top in the charts.
It is. It has been number one on our charts multiple times over the past month.
And this is why I wanted them to come and tell you straight out of their mouth. Because, I mean, it's amazing and we feel really proud and happy over Empanadas Ilegales, guys.
Yeah. They're
local.
Crushing it.
Yeah, they're crushing it. Yeah. And so, can you play, guys, please tell us a little bit more about the charts and how they charted? I heard that they charted what?
They charted, I believe, up to number 8 or 9 on the national earshot charts.
Oh, so my God, 8 or 9.
In Canada, so CJSF submits charts to two places. One is a mix of United States and Canada, and then there's one that's just Canadian radio stations that are campus, community, non-commercial radio kind of thing, and that's called earshot. And we submit a top 30 chart to that every single week. And Empanadas has been either first or second for the past month. It's just been a fantastic album.
Yeah, they haven't stopped charting.
Yep.
And they just keep going. And this is just the one chart. And I also heard that they were number one and number two in other different charts.
That's true. On other places, on other the international charts over at CFUV in Victoria, and a few other radio stations around BC as well as
Toronto,
across the country.
Edmonton.
Yeah, Toronto. Yeah, they've charted over there. They've charted in
Montreal.
Yeah, Montreal as well too. On genre charts as well as top 30 charts.
Yeah, and this week they are number 9 on the national charts. Last week they're number 8. So.
And these are the national charts.
National charts from all campus
top
community
50.
Stations across the country.
Can you guys hear that? So thank you guys, because this is not us. It is Empanadas Ilegales. And you guys,
absolutely,
who like their music, who listen to their music, who buy their merch, who buys their music,
yep.
who supports, posts, likes, and shares, comments, attends, you know, plays. And we were just happy to see that we're doing something right.
Absolutely.
Once again.
Absolutely.
Always great to see some local representation on the national scale. So
yes.
It's great.
And so we're going to take it away with actual vinyl here.
That's right. Vinilo.
El vinilo. And who's going to do the honor, guys?
We've got from Empanadas Ilegales, fantastic album, Sancocho Trifásico. We have the track Mano Peluda.
Vámonos, Pancho. What are you going to say to Pancho? What are you going to say to Pancho? Get back to work, Pancho. Come on, man.
Oye,
get out of here, man.
Oye.
Pancho.
Hector, trata. Adios.
Enjoy the show.
Preguntas por mí. The Art of the Mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. Keep listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. We just listened to Coyotes, no, I'm sorry, con La Clave, Orquesta La Clave, lo que te queda. Empanadas Ilegales, Chicharra y Sancocho Trifásico. Los Furios, they're gonna be hosting a show with Kawama at the Waldorf, con una más. Empanadas Ilegales, con Mano Peluda, Sancocho Trifásico. This is Leo Luna broadcasting live from CJSF 90.1 FM. Up next, Coyotes y Demonios, Sin Miedo. Keep listening to CJSF on the Open Mic Programming.
Cielo sin miedo, y con los pies en la tierra, disfruta la carrera, celebra la espera, déjalo salir, inspira la esfera, escupe los demonios que contienes por dentro, sigue los consejos de la chica que te tiene contento, dila, no hay por qué estar corriendo, otra vez será a tu lado, la mantienes sonriendo, la vista es hermosa, disfruta trayecto, estoy en una nube por el momento. Vértigo de ver tanto que estoy subiendo. Sin miedo, se trata de perder el control. Wow, es la pasión. Sin miedo, se trata de perder el control. Wow, es la pasión. Solo el cobarde se queda sin éxito. Tan pesados que somos y volamos muy lejos. Tan iris que somos y no estamos a tiempo. Mucha la experiencia, nada que ver con los viejos. En fiam de sol, respiré. La libertad en el raide es música que ver. Respira la montaña, la brisa del agua. Los coyotes tocar, ella me acompaña. Sin miedo, se trata de perder el control. Wow.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. If you want to learn how to talk to people about climate change, one expert suggests studying Taylor Swift.
I think storytelling is the essential skill that we have to teach people who want to be better communicators in this space, and she's the master storyteller of the modern era.
Joseph Rome is a senior research fellow at the Center for Science, Sustainability, and Media at the University of Pennsylvania, and he's a Swiftie, who co-hosts a podcast in which he and his daughter analyze the storytelling techniques Taylor Swift uses in her songs. He suggests using stories to communicate about climate change because they're memorable and they engage people on an emotional level.
Start with your personal story and let people know what you've been through and why it means something to you.
And he recommends using metaphors to make concepts more relatable, like describing climate warming pollution as a heat-trapping blanket.
I think metaphors are the single most powerful thing. And of course, you know, Taylor Swift uses a great many metaphors. You know, when she says, darling, I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream, right? That's two metaphors.
So to help increase awareness of climate change, Rome advises people to put on their headphones and learn from a modern master of storytelling. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.